The Appropriations Committee to order. Today is March 29th. Our meeting time is 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse. Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Stabler, would you please lead us in a word of prayer this morning?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to serve the Osage people. We ask that you watch over all Osages, especially those that are in mourning or suffering. We ask all this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. We have minutes to, it's next item on the agenda from March 27th. Please take a look over those and I'll be waiting a motion. Madam Clerk, on approval of minutes. Five or four. Okay, I'm just a little bit confused too. These minutes say March 27th. Okay. But we.
Did you approve the minutes while Shannon wasn't here while you didn't have a quorum? Or should Congresswoman Edwards arrive and then, like if she, because it says chair didn't, that there was no quorum.
That's incorrect. There was a quorum.
Oh, okay.
Four members is a quorum. So that.
This was the immediately following session. I spelled my correct because yesterday somebody told me C-R-A-U-X.
I believe that's the correct spelling. I think that my other rendition of it was incorrect.
Well, E-A-U-X is French. E-U-X? E-A-U-X.
Say it nasal. A motion with a second. Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, those minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is appropriations review of the permanent fund. I think without objection, we're going to go to committee review of the appointee credentials right now for interim treasurer Littleton. So let's go ahead and move on to agenda item number 6. You all have Treasurer Littleton's packet. Madam Clerk, do you have the rules, or do you have it committed to memory what the rules say that this committee's duty is reviewing this appointee?
What does the sticky note on the top mean? And what?
If you look on the next page, it has 5 years highlighted.
Right. So.
You have 5 years of experience.
Well, I know he's been in account for 5 years. That's the question, whether he's been a CPA for 5 years. I'm not understanding.
It's based on government experience. I've been practicing CPA for 30 years.
Oh, administering a governmental fund accounting system?
Right.
Okay, the rules at 8.2, confirmation of appointees, section F, says the committee chair shall be responsible for accomplishing a committee study of the nomination to ensure the nominee is qualified, confirming matters that need verification, and producing a committee report to Congress, which makes one of the following recommendations. So we know what those recommendations are. So that's what we're doing here at the committee table today. We're reviewing the credentials here. We have what the law says about the treasurer in front of you on page, it's numbered page 1. Do we have any questions or comments?
I need to know about the sticky note on the top that says 2 years question mark. Whatever that means.
I didn't put the sticky note there.
It's not my sticky note either, Congresswoman Edwards.
The note was attached to the communication when we received it within our office, and we felt that because they had put it there and they had that highlighted 5 years on page 1, that we needed to go ahead and leave it on the communication.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, we have executive here, so maybe the assistant principal chief or the chief of staff can speak to the sticky note that's got 2 years question mark coming from the executive branch for your nominee for treasurer, and then highlighted 5 years experience that came down from your all's office.
I think I'm going to speak for both of us to say we don't have any direct knowledge of the that was done without our input. So we would be just giving you a personal opinion as opposed to any kind of knowledgeable input as to that. If you'd like, we can make an inquiry. Happy to.
Congresswoman Goodfox, please continue.
I would like to see if you all can find out, because it came from your all's office, and it almost implies that you all are letting us know that he doesn't have the years required by the law.
I have no clue what the sticky note does or does not imply, but I'll ask.
Okay. Congresswoman Goodfox, I believe that this came directly from the Treasury Department and not out of the chief's office. Is that a correct assumption, Assistant Chief?
Mr. Zahn says that's the correct assumption.
Thank you. So you will follow up and make that call?
Yeah, I'll let you follow up on that.
Thank you. You're not going to make that telephone call. It's my understanding you were going to.
If it came from the treasurer's office, I think it's probably more appropriate not to tell the committee how to do its business, but it's probably more appropriate that you make the inquiry.
Thank you.
Since it did not come from our office.
Thank you. Okay.
Congresswoman Buffalohead, Good Fox, my apologies. Would you like to follow up on that?
Well, why doesn't the chair of the committee follow up on it?
Okay. Do you want a brief recess so I can make a telephone call?
Second.
All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? I'll go make a phone call.
I think it's referring to the 2 years he worked with the BIA and whether that's going to be considered government experience or not.
I would say it is.
Well, it says that you're supposed to have administered a government fund accounting system. It doesn't say you have to work for the government.
For 5 years.
It doesn't say you have to work for the government. It just says that you have to have experience.